Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, if you're a regular listener to this program, you know I'm always talking about Trish at the One Year Tavern. Very excited I've actually got Trish in the flesh in the studio today. And joining her is another One Year resident, Beth Rogers, and they're here to tell us all about the One Year and District Community Plan, which is a very exciting document which is being launched this Saturday at a special event, Light Up One Year. Welcome, Trish and Beth.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks so much for coming down. Now, tell me about your event on Saturday night and the road that you've trod to get there.
On Saturday night, we've got the launching of the book and live music. We've got the brass band, Yumurka Brass Band, and we've also got a free barbecue, lollies for the children, ice cones, and
Santa.
Santa's on his way.
Of course. And where's this all happening?
At the park. And it's going to be great because we're overlooking the creek,
mm-hmm.
and we've got all fairy lights all through the park. So it's really pretty.
Hence the name Light Up One Year.
Yes.
Now, the book you refer to is the One Year and District Community Plan,
yep.
which has obviously been worked out with Morayshire Council, because you're Morayshire up there, aren't you?
Yep.
And I've had a good look at it. I've got a bit of a sneak peek. Thank you guys for letting me have it. It's a great document, and I think what it's all about is Trish, isn't it? It's about having goals and plans for your community, because if you don't plan, nothing will ever happen.
Well, that's right. We've got to put a plan into action. And Moira Shire came out to us with this and said, you know, about getting this plan going and working on it. So that is what we have done. And I think we've got through the first 6 months. I hope we get through the rest. We've got another plan coming up for next year.
I'm just looking. So this is a community plan that is sort of pertaining from next year all the way through to 2027. So it really is thinking forward. And I'm just having a look at some of your goals here. That's a long document. So essentially they're around building your community, growing your economy, developing your town and protecting your environment and heritage. So they're all really kind of four important pillars, aren't they?
Very.
And it's all sorts of things. I'll pick out a few for our listeners, but there's many, many. And I think it really is a great example of community leadership. So well done to you, both of you. So some of the goals, you know, include things like promoting and encouraging attendance at One Year Primary School, encouraging use of the recreation reserve, becoming an RV-friendly town, which is a great idea, establishing a regular community market, undertaking a silo art project, upgrading barbecue, installing goalposts at the rec reserve, revitalising a park, getting seating. I mean, these are all sort of fairly basic things, but you know, you're one town of many in the Shire, and really if you don't put your hand up and start advocating, you might miss out, mightn't you?
Well, we will, because if we don't get in and do it now, we're going to be left way behind. And One Year's too good a town to be left behind. It's the gateway to the Moira Shire.
Yeah.
And we've got to show that we are working for the town, working for the Shire, and just let everybody get in and know what a great town it is.
Well, I think it's a terrific document.
We've got to make sure that, you know, the Shire is on board. But it takes a lot of work, background work, to get the Shire on site and help you.
Yeah.
And the people have won you. The few that have come out and helped, it's been amazing. But we'd love to see a lot more come out and join in and tell us what you want in the town. Not leave it up to us to work out what we're going to do.
I think the process itself is very empowering, isn't it? Because once upon a time, people would sit in their sort of offices and sort of decide what was going to happen out there in the Shires. But now, you know, councils have to go out, don't they, and ask those questions. And I can see there's lots of really interesting things that your community has come up with. You know, they've voiced what they love about One Yuin District, what their hopes for the future are, and if you could choose one thing to happen in your community, what would it be? So there's all sorts of responses that you can see in the plan document. But do you think it's been kind of a unifying and empowering process to even produce this?
I think it has. It's brought a lot of people together. And I'm hoping that when the town people and district people read it, they are going to realise we're there to help the community.
And I can see you've involved the primary school and the kids, which is really really important, because obviously they're the future of the town.
Well, they certainly are, and we need a few more kids out at our primary school, because it is wonderful. It really is a great school.
How many kids would be there now?
12.
But very small.
Very small.
But very good.
Oh, it is a wonderful school, and I'd love you to come out and have a look at it one day, Terry, and watch it.
I've been out to One Yuin many, many times. I probably haven't been recently. I mean, most of us have had our wings a little bit clipped over the past couple of years. I know I used to go out there often to the that cafe with the buffalo. That's obviously not there now.
No, we've just got the One Yuin cafe now. That's there, but it's not the buffalo anymore.
It's a cafe plus post office.
And, of course, got the fabulous One Yuin Tavern, which Trish runs, which is a cornerstone of the town.
It is the heart of the town.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the questions you asked your community in this process of coming up with your plan for the future, you were asking, if you could choose one thing to happen in our community, what would it be? So I'm going to ask you each that question. What would you be for One Yuin, Trish?
I would love to see the town's people work together as one. And we've got a lot of different little groups, but we need those groups to combine all together and be one town. And that's my...
Sounds good.
Yep.
How about you, Beth?
I'd like to see the Recreation Reserve up and running and moving forward instead of being stagnant. That's all it is. It's such a wider open space. There is so many things that we could get up there to do.
Yep.
And once again, the RV-friendly town. So...
Yes, that's a great idea.
We've got to work on the RV next year.
That's a reasonably simple thing, isn't it? Because you don't need necessarily power. You just need like a dump point, and you just need a nice place. As someone who's travelled around Australia with a caravan, you know, you get in. You definitely go to a town that you wouldn't necessarily have known to go to if it's got those good facilities.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Up at the Rec Reserve, we have got the Tractor Club, which is up there, and also the Moira Miniature Rail, which is something that's, you know, going ahead for us.
Yes.
So if we can all join in and support one another, that's a winner.
I'm sure you will. I mean, this is the plan. You've got your plan now. So just remind people about the event. If you're in One Yuin or near One Yuin, you need to get along to this on Saturday. So remind us again about the Light Up One Yuin event.
Right. It starts at 5 o'clock with a brass band playing classical sort of music and Christmas carols mixed up, which I'm very interested to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the barbecue, and there's free drink bottles with water. And then we've got live music from
James Moore and Terry Gray.
Yeah, they're
regulars at the One Yuin Tavern, favourites at the One Yuin Tavern, yes.
They are. Then about 8:30, Santa's going to arrive, and then when it's dark, the lights will come on.
So you've got lighting in the trees near the creek. Sounds great.
Oh, we've got the main street and everything.
Well, it sounds like a picture. I love taking photos. I better get up there.
You better get up there.
One
come
evening.
On.
Well, actually, my son needs to get some more night hours before he can go for his license. So I think we better head to One Yuin.
Yeah, Saturday night would be a good one.
It's a free night, and look, I'm hoping the town will back us.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will, and you just got to keep plugging away at these things, haven't you? Don't give up. Keep going. You're almost there. So, well done on you. As I said, it's a great example of community leadership, and I'm sure the town will thank you. And I'm really interested to see how you putting a couple of these things into place as you go forward.
It
over
is.
The next
and if
future.
Anyone out there has got any ideas or what they want in the plan, we can still come to us, and then we can add them to the plan and we can work on for you.
Actually, I should mention the other towns. It's the 1 year and district community plan for 2022 to 2027. So great to see you looking so far ahead. So it's also Munduna, Karimba. Am I saying that right? And Drummamuir. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know that I've even been to those places, so I definitely need to get out more, don't I?
You would know. You may have been in those places, but you wouldn't know they were there.
Pass through them.
Yes.
Not big towns. I mean, one year is what, about between 300 and 400 people, so that's the big town in inverted commas.
34 in 1 year. Yes.
Yep. Okay, excellent ladies, Trish Millen and Beth Rogers. Thank you so much for coming and telling us what's happening in Wanyu, and keep in touch on that.
All right, thank you very much. Please all come out on Saturday and help us share.
That's the Light Up Wanyu event on Saturday night.
All right.
It is 19 past 8.
Thank you.
No business wants to throw money away. But did you know sending resources to landfill can be more expensive than recycling them? Planet Ark's free business recycling service can kickstart your workplace recycling journey, help you find the right recycling solutions, and give you a competitive edge. Join the 1 million Australians using business recycling to keep valuable resources in circulation. Visit businessrecycling.com.au. It's just good business.
We're back. The Tungama Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungama Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat in or take away, as well as accommodation, including some brand new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungama Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Gift giving is a breeze when you drop into Focus Cards and Gifts, Friars Street end of the Maud Street Mall, right in the centre of Shepparton. There's a great range of gifts, cards, wrap and the trimmings you'll need to make your gift look great, all in the one spot. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram or Google us to keep up with the latest gift ideas. Drop in soon and say g'day. We're a friendly bunch. Join our rewards club for great benefits. We accept Zip Pay, Amex and most other cards. Call us on 58211 813. We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.